Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio. Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio.
Another great day. Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, Saturday Strong Edition. Steve Johnson here, along with Minnesota Tim Prochka. A lot of stuff to talk about today, Tim. We just got to get right to it. The Premier Golf League.
Yes. Yeah. Is that how you're setting it up?
Well, I mean, the Premier Golf League is... Here's the bottom line of the Premier Golf League. We cut the Saudis out. Remember, I mean... We didn't like the way they were doing, they were treating some of their people. They've got a hierarchy of, this is kind of like a kingship over there. And they've come a long way, but they've got a long way to go. And PGA Tour, I mean, did we cut them out of the, from we were boycotting, or what was the deal? They just want back in, is what they want. I mean, ultimately, I think the Premier Golf League, the Saudis and the like, the sponsors in that region, trying to attract the top players of the PGA Tour to have a relevant tour.
Yeah.
Can't blame them.
No, I don't blame them at all.
All they want is back in, I think. I think if the PGA Tour could negotiate and say, hey, you know what? Instead of saying, hey, you know what? If you players, they had a big player meeting in the last, just a few days ago. And Jay Monahan said, hey, guys, I've heard about this Premier Golf League. I don't like it one bit. And if you guys, I'm not quoting him, I'm paraphrasing him, but this is basically what he said. I read an article quoting him saying, hey, you know what? If you go over there, If you're attracted by the dollars over there, don't think you're going to be coming back here because we're going to suspend you indefinitely. You'll be out of the PGA Tour.
Let me read you this article, this first paragraph in this article by Alan Shipnuck on a website called thefirepitcollective.com. It's a new website with him and one of the guys that hosts the podcast, Matt Janella. These two guys have the Fire Pit Collective website. Go check out this article because it is a must-read article, at least the first part of it before he gets into the politics of the situation about the golf leagues. And let me read to you the first paragraph.
Okay.
It says, recent reports that the Premier Golf League is back from the dead has led to renewed rumblings that professional golf is facing a new world order fueled by Saudi Arabian money. In fact, the situation is more nuanced. The Premier Golf League is still actively trying to create a viable competitor to the PGA and European tours, but it is not staked by Saudi money, as is widely believed. They are not our partners. They are now our competitors, says a Premier Golf League investor. After the idea for the Premier Golf League was born in 2019, there were advanced discussions with Golf Saudi to underwrite the all-star new tour. A deal was never consummated, and now Saudi Arabia is making its own play with the Super Golf League. They 100% stole our idea, says the Premier Golf League investor who hails from Europe. So, I was confused on this too. I did not have the facts straight, and a lot of people don't have the facts straight because it's a very confusing situation. If the first paragraph in Alan Shipnuck's article is correct, the Premier Golf League is not the Super Golf League, and the Super Golf League is not the Premier Golf League. There are now two other professional golf tours competing with the PGA Tour.
Well, I mean, you've got three because you got the European PGA Tour.
Well, they're right? Basically combining, you know.
The PGA Tour has about 15%, I guess, influence stake in the European Tour. Should have negotiated more. But, I mean, golf is a world sport. I mean, I was on a podcast the other day, Tim, and we were talking about the guys made an argument about, hey, if if there's going to be another league and they're going to take the best players away, it's going to be kind of like the soccer debacle with FIFA, these top teams trying to create their own league. And the fans got in an uproar and FIFA came in and said, hey, you know what? If you guys do this, you're not going to be playing in X, Y, and Z, and we're going to cut you out. And I think this is a little bit different. These are independent contractors. These are not teams. They're individual guys that are can play anywhere they want. I mean, they say at the PGA Tour, hey, these guys are independent contractors. However, they do need to get permission if they do play an event that's opposite a PGA Tour event. Jay Monahan is saying, hey, you know what? If you guys go and if this league does come about and you decide to play over there, is it your right? You will never play here again. Another example of a little, instead of negotiating, he's just bullying the players, bullying the status quo and saying, hey, you know what? We're going to dictate what goes on here. You players are a dime a dozen, which for the most part, Tim, players on the PGA Tour, other than the elite few that really move the needle at all. And I mean, I can't even really tell you who moves the needle. Other than the fact that the needle is moved by the elevation of the play of these guys, but the names and the faces change. It's not a game of looking at a dominant personality.
Yeah.
And that is exactly what in other sports, Tim, when in other sports like basketball and football and soccer and hockey, when you have dominant players, players that can really carry the sport does well. Who's our dominant player on the PGA Tour? Who's carrying the sport? I come up with a blank here.
Yeah, there's no dominant players on the PGA Tour anymore. I mean, the most dominant player is Dustin Johnson, and he's the most cookie-cutter personality there has ever been on the PGA Tour. That's not someone that you want as a voice of the PGA Tour. He will give you great quotes because he'll talk about having sandwiches for the Masters, and he'll give you these just awe-strucking quotes because you never know where it's coming from. But this is the thing with the Premier Golf League and Super Golf League. I don't think either one of them is going to compete with the PGA Tour. That's my honest opinion about it. However, I really wish there would be key players that left the PGA Tour and joined either the Premier Golf League or Super Golf League. I don't, you know, either one. I probably would prefer the Premier Golf League because based on the formats of the teams and the tournaments, the minimum amount of money that a player could make during the week is $250,000 in a 54-hole tournament. They would travel amongst the world, 18 golf tournaments from January through October. And just the entire format is exactly what I proposed to you last year before this thing was even a thing. So honestly, it's kind of fascinating. But
you're a visionary, Tim. You're a visionary.
Thanks, Steve. I use my crystal ball that you often use. I stole it from your clubhouse. But what I think is at play here, and I think this is what's going on, the players love this idea of the PGL and the Super Golf League. And Jay Monahan absolutely hates it. And this is why. These two new tours give players great bargaining chips, great negotiating tools to get the PGA Tour to do what they want it to do. For the first time in their careers, these players have an option to leave the PGA Tour, to leave them hanging and leave them struggling. So in order to keep the players, the PGA Tour has to make a decision to be more player beneficiate, more to benefit the players more. So, you know, what, 2 weeks ago, we saw the PGA Tour come out with this new program that gives players an extra $8 million, a $40 million bonus program for the PGA Tour players. You think that was random? You think that was just out of thin air? The PGA Tour would never have done that if they didn't feel like there was this competition that they had to face with other PGA Tour players.
Well, true, Tim. But I mean, that's the charge that Jay Monahan had when he took over as the commissioner is, hey, let's create opportunities for the players. Let's build the tour. I'm not so certain why it's got to be an adversarial situation. When you've got some other guys that want to put money into a tour that would benefit the players, obviously would benefit the players, that sticks with what Jay Monahan is supposed to be doing, why doesn't he try to work with them? Just like, why doesn't he try to work a little bit more with the European Tour? European Tour is hurting. Let's look at the LPGA model. Mike Wann has been praised when he was a commissioner of the LPGA Tour. He's been praised for, hey, you know what? He really expanded the tour and a lot more prize money. Well, what he did was he went where the markets for golf were. They didn't happen to be all in the United States. They were worldwide. So that's why about 25 to 30% of the LPGA tournaments are in different venues. They're different parts of the world, different continents. China's going to be a huge market. Saudi Arabia could be a huge market. The PGA Tour expanded into China with the PGA Tour China, a developmental tour. PGA South America, PGA Canada. I think if I were in his position, I wouldn't be taking such a, you know, puff your chest out position and, hey, you know what, it's us or the highway. I would be trying to work with these guys because golf is now, as much as any time in the history of the game, is a world game. And we see it on the LPGA Tour. Look at the dominant players. They're not coming from the United States. And we're trying to retread Michelle Wee West as some hero.
You're right.
You know, and it's just not going to happen. I mean, there's no telling. I mean, Tiger Woods often said, hey, I can't wait to see the guy that's going to kick my butt. And you know what? I think it could be this player could be from another continent. It could be. And the PGA Tour needs to embrace that. Hey, let's try to make it a situation where it's good for the players, it's good for the PGA Tour, it's good for golf. And obviously, you're going to have groups like this pop up from now, from time and again, you know, occasionally.
I have an idea, and I have an opinion. This is what the PGA Tour is going to do next. Coming up next, I'm going to tell you what the next step is for the PGA Tour. I'm guaranteeing you that this is about to happen. But first, go to HaneyUniversity.com to get better at golf. Hank has daily newsletters coming out every week to help you improve your game. Hank takes tips from the previous tournament and applies them to your game. So it's very relevant. These tips, this information, is relevant to the previous tournament, and it's guaranteed to help you play better golf. Hank also has wonderful golf tips on there. Wonderful golf aids on there, like an impact snap, like a putting green, a target where you can hit into. Lots of great information, lots of great ways to improve your game. And you can also send your golf swing into golf schools with an ask at HankKennedy.com, a down-the-line video of your swing to improve your game.
Let me interject here, Tim. Hank reacts to your questions, too. You listener out there, if you go to Haney University and you have a question, most of his tips are reacting to questions that people have that are relevant to you playing better right now. And it's not like he's writing an article. He's standing right in front of you. He's talking to you and he's saying, hey, if this is your ball flight mistake, this is what you need to do. This is what you need to check. And you're going to get results right away. HaneyUniversity.com.
We'll be right back.
Do we still have intro music in between?
I was waiting for you to say that. I thought that's what you were hyping.
Welcome back to the Hank Haney Saturday Strong podcast. Hey, Tim, give us an update on the downloads last week. Did the people like the show last week?
Yeah, a lot of people liked the show. We got over 10,000 downloads. So not the 50,000 download number that we're accustomed to now on the Saturday Strong, but we still got great numbers. We also got another great review on the Hank Haney podcast. I was reading the reviews this week, and we got another great review. This one comes from Ryan, it says, and he says, it's okay. If listening to some random non-golf dude from Minnesota talk about taking a dump is your thing, you came to the right place. Hey, I'll defend myself.
I told you they don't like
him. 56,000 downloads.
Because you're talking about duty.
Public bathroom etiquette.
Oh, man. Okay.
But anyway, let's talk about the PGA Tour. I proposed an idea for the PGA Tour. And this
You didn't propose a tour. You said, this is what's going to happen. So I'm waiting.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to change what I said. I was going to say, actually, I didn't propose an idea. This is a TP guarantee. Okay. So what does the PGA Tour not do that the European does? Like, what stands out in your mind, Steve, as something the PGA Tour lacks that the European does all the time?
Well, they do have organized marketing of their players, that's for sure. Yeah, they have innovative things at the tournaments, like the stop clock, you know, the clock time and all that. That was good. Players liked it.
Yeah.
But I'm sure you've got something, a bombshell here. Let me hear it.
Appearance fees.
Ooh. Okay.
Appearance fees.
Okay.
So the PGA Tour, they do have appearance fees through sponsorships and through all these things like that. But the one thing missing from the PGA Tour that the European Tour does to attract the top PGA Tour players over to Saudi Arabia or to wherever, Tiger Woods once accepted several million dollars to play in 2009 at an Australian tournament. And maybe you're familiar with that. I don't know. But the PGA Tour doesn't do that. And that's what the PGA Tour is lacking in this situation. In order to completely fend off the Premier Golf League and Super Golf League, there's one change the PGA Tour needs to make, and it's to allow appearance fees to PGA Tour players. And that's the answer.
Okay. That could be the answer. That could be the answer. I mean, it's obvious that we play the best tournaments. The PGA Tour, look at they're playing this week. They've got the Wells Fargo going on. Quail Hollow, great course, a long course. I mean, beautiful venue. And for once, you've got a needle mover right up at the top, which is awesome. I wonder if he's going to stay up there. I'm talking about Phil Mickelson.
Yeah. I mean, he shot a 64 in round one, and one of the most positive things about where Phil Mickelson is right now is that the guys around him, King Hoon Lee, Keegan Bradley, Peter Melnati, Tommy Fleetwood, Luke List, Gary Woodland's a major winner, but it has done crap this year. Keith Mitchell, Kyle Stanley, Brian Harman, Sung J.M. Hunter Mahan is 300 par. Satoshi Kodaira, Brian Stewart. This is like a future Champions Tour event, Steve. Justin Thomas is 200 par. He's five shots back. This is a future Champions Tour event. This leaderboard.
Well, I mean, it could be. I mean, and typically you see old style golf courses, ones where experience is a key. You see the older players doing well. But you know what? This course was redone a couple of years ago. Remember? Was it for the PGA Championship? Is that what it was for?
Yeah.
You know, I'm looking at Phil. I hope Phil can get it done. But I'm gonna give you some numbers here. You'll love this, Tim. This is what Phil's numbers are coming into this week in strokes gained. Off the tee, 194th. Approach to the green, he's 96. This is his best stat. 96 on approach to the green. Around the green, 167th. Putting, 137th. Tee to green, 175th. Either he's changed something or just all the stars aligned here this week, because off the tee, he's number 8. Approach the green, he's number 7. Around the green, he's 13th. Putting, he's 21st. And tee to green, he's 1st.
Wow.
Will it last? Probably not. And, you know, Phil has had some We don't know all the issues with Phil Mickelson. We know he has arthritis. He's changed his nutrition plan because his body looks a lot different. We don't know what's going on with Phil Mickelson. What we do know is that Phil Mickelson loves playing golf. He loves playing competitively. He loves the stage. And it would be great for the PGA Tour if this guy could win this week.
Yeah, Phil Mickelson's 284 career birdies or better at Wells Fargo Golf is 72 more than any other player in tournament history. Lucas Glover is second with 212. That, according to Justin Ray Golf on Twitter. Phil Mickelson's first opening round lead on the PGA Tour was in June of 1994. Three players currently in the world top 12, Rahm, Morikawa, and Hovland, were not born yet. So that's always fun.
Yeah. Okay. That's just showing how old he is. But yeah. I mean, this is the type of course that you would really like to watch on television. It's very green. It's overseeded. It's an old school type golf course. Neat club, too. I mean, you can tell. On the 18th hole, they've got a mound, like a spectator mound, on the left-hand side of the fairway. And they call that Beaver Hill. You want me to tell you why it's called Beaver Hill?
Sure, I'm sure you'll tell me.
It's because the time of the year, and this is the year, this is the spring, summer dresses, the sundress, and there's a lot of women that come to these events. And so when the gals sit on that little viewing area, that little mound there, the slope, in their sundresses, a lot gets exposed, Tim. A lot.
Wow.
And that's not named Beaver Hill because there's a beaver building a dam in the creek there on the side of 18 Fairway.
Wow, it's distracting.
Okay. Yeah, it's very distracting. Very distracting.
Okay. Well, let's take our second break. Go to voodoopainrelief.com right now to get something that will take care of your aches and your pains. Voodoo Pain Relief Cream is a patented product, and it will take care of you immediately. And right now, Hank has a free 2-week supply, so it's risk-free. Go to voodoopainrelief.com to feel better today. Coming up next, Phil Mickelson. We talked about his game, but we need to talk about his quote about the Super Golf League. That's coming up next.
Welcome back to segment three of the Saturday Strong Podcast, Hank Haney Golf Podcast, here with Minnesota Tim Peroshka, Steve Johnson. We've been talking a little bit about the Premier Golf League. We talked about, what else did we talk about, Tim?
We talked about Phil's lead in the Wells Fargo.
That's right. That's right. What else do you have about Phil Mickelson? He's always provocative in his statements, and he had some comments. What did he say?
Yeah, so he was talking about the Super Golf League and Premier Golf League, and he goes, I think the fans would love it because they would see the best players play exponentially more times. Instead of 4 or 5 times, it would be 20 times. I don't know what the final number is, but that's a big deal to give up control of your schedule. I don't know if the players would be selfless enough to do that, but every other sport, the entity or teams or leagues control the league. The players kind of play where they are told to play, whereas here, we are able to control it. So that is the one thing keeping these players from joining this league. And you talked about that in the first segment, Steve. The control of the schedule, control where they want to play. But this control is preventing a new golf league from, I don't know, coming through. Because that's something that the PGA Tour has that's really strong, is they have, you know, they allow independent contractors. But yet at the same time, they do force their players to play in a certain amount of events.
Well, I mean, you have a trick on words. They use words for their own definition. They call the PGA Tour nonprofit, Tim. It is certainly not a nonprofit. It does produce a lot of profits. And if you look at their balance sheet, you look at their assets, you look at their operating statement, they produce a lot of profits. Then you talk about players. They talk about players being independent contractors. And here Phil Mickelson says, hey, we've got to get permission to go play these other events. That's the truth. You know, Jay Monahan, just another example of him, just iron fist, threatening. Here's what it says here in this article I'm reading. At the player meeting Tuesday at Quail Hollow Club, the PGA Tour Commission, the players have, the PGA Tour will call player meetings about twice or three times a year at different events. Typically, the players, early in the season, they'll have the players' championship, they'll have a player meeting. It's a mandatory meeting. If you're in that tournament, you've got to be there unless you have some, legit, super legit excuse, like Patrick Reed had at the Players' Championship one time. His wife and baby were crying, so he wanted to be dismissed. And he was encouraged to stay for the meeting. But Jay, in fact, that was the meeting where Tim Fincham introduced Jay Monahan as the next commissioner. But anyway, back to the subject at hand. PGA Tour Commissioner reiterated the circuit's stance that any player who commits to the Super League golf would be immediately suspended and likely expelled from the PGA Tour. Bully, bully, bully.
Well, that's what he has to say.
Why?
Because
they're independent contractors.
Well, he has to say that because it's just a negotiating ploy. That's all it is.
But if the guy is truly an independent contractor, he can play wherever he wants. Now they could say, okay, you know what? Sam Burns, we really don't need you on the PGA Tour. But if they could really get themselves in a pickle here, if they suspend some players and not others. What if Tiger Woods went and played? This is a big if. If Tiger is even going to play again. But let's say Phil Mickelson. What if Phil Mickelson goes and plays on the Super Golf League? Will he be banned from the PGA Tour Champions Tour? Will he be banned from the PGA Tour, the big tour? I don't think so.
Well, the big question is, Steve, is if they're banned from the major championships. And the Masters and USGA both issued statements about this situation. And here's what the Masters said. The PGA Tour and European Tour have each served the global game of golf with honor and distinction. As it has for many decades, the Masters Tournament proudly supports both organizations in their pursuit to promote the game and world's best players. And this is what Mike Davis said. The USGA is very proud of its long-standing partnership with the PGA Tour. We greatly appreciate everything the tour has done to create a global platform for the game's elite players, which introduces millions of fans to the game worldwide. So it doesn't really sound like they're taking a stance against this new possible Premier Golf League, Steve.
No,
it sounds
no.
like they're welcoming it.
Well, I mean, they're walking a very fine line. They're just general statements of complimenting the PGA Tour, but not saying, hey, you know what? I think the PGA Tour is right that these other tours shouldn't be allowed to come in. They're not saying that. They're very noncommittal in the comments. Politically correct, Tim.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Another Phil Mickelson quote struck me. He says, the sponsors and television are not able to know exactly what it is that they're buying. I just don't know if the players are going to be selfless enough to give up control of their skin. He said that again. We all make a very good living. We all do well. I've already had kids. I had the ability to control my schedule and be at big moments in their lives. If you're a younger player, are you going to give that up? So, I mean, Phil Mickelson gives some great quotes. And this one comes from Golf. That was from ESPN article, Bobby Herrig. This one comes from golf.com. And this is absolutely interesting. It says, according to the source, the Super Golf League has extended invites to an A-list roster that includes the world's top two ranked players, Dustin Johnson and Justin Thomas, four-time major winner Brooks Koepka, three-time winner, major winner Jordan Spieth, and the 2021 Masters champion Hideki Matsuyama. Johnson, the source added, has already agreed in principle to captain one of the teams, though Johnson's agent, David Winkle, dismissed that assertion by saying absolutely no truth whatsoever.
Well, I mean, it's in the players' best interest right now not to say a word.
Right.
Because they don't want to get them. So like Justin Thomas, he's rah, 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 PGA, PGA Tour, PGA of America. I mean, he's going to come out and say, hey, you know what? I really don't think that I'll partake. I mean, Rory McIlroy's come out in against it as well. I don't know what he said, but I saw in an article that he is in his interview at the Wells Fargo that he was not going to endorse this new Super League.
Yeah. It's just an interesting dynamic.
Yeah. I think for the most part, the guys that I'm surprised Patrick Reed hasn't said anything. I'm surprised Brooks Koepka hasn't said anything. Ricky Fowler, although he's not really considered one of the top players on the PGA Tour anymore.
Silence isn't good for the PGA Tour.
No. It's, I mean, I want to know what Sam Burns says.
Yeah. You know? All right, Steve. So give your opinion. Do you want to see this happen?
You know, it's still very far away from being a reality. I think it's just talk. I don't know if it'll happen or not.
Do you want to see it happen?
Hey, as long as I can tune on my television and watch golf on Saturday and Sunday and see the best players in the world, I don't care where they play. I don't care if they're playing in Europe. I don't care if they're playing, you know, in South America. I don't care if they're playing wherever they're playing. Doesn't make any difference to me. Now, it is a little bit of a challenge when you get into these different time zones, Tim. But I brought this up yesterday, and I want to bring it up to you. Okay, so we get the Premier Golf League or the Super Golf League. And our assumption is, okay, all these tournaments are going to happen somewhere else outside North America. They're going to happen in Saudi Arabia. They're going to happen maybe in Asia, maybe in Europe. But what if this league just says, hey, you know what, Jay Monahan? And gives them the big finger and says, you know what? We're going to come right in your backyard. We're going to play. We're going to have predominantly American players, predominantly headliners playing and right in your backyard. Because right now the PGA Tour has 50 events, 50 cities. And some of the cities have two events, like Dallas-Fort Worth has two events. San Diego's going to have two events this year because of the U.S. Open. You know what I think? I think that there's a good chance, better than zero chance, that this one of these golf leagues is going to say, hey, you know what? We're going to bring this league right into your backyard, and we're going to compete head-to-head with you on U.S. soil. So, I mean, that's the only thing that's challenging with when we watch the WGCs in China. We watch the Open Championship in Scotland, England, Europe. Is that the time zone, the time difference is so much. We got to get up at 4 a.m. to watch, you know, to watch golf. We don't want to do that. We want to watch golf during our prime time between 2 and 6 on Sunday while I'm taking a nap.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
While I'm barbecuing.
Yeah. It's, yeah, we'll see what happens. It is a far reality, but things are moving along in a good direction. A lot of breaking news in the last week or two. And according to sources, the headquarters for one of these leagues, I forget which one, their headquarters are in Jupiter, Florida. So that is right in the PGA Tour's backyard.
Yeah, there you go.
As you indicated.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, they're going to come, they're going to sneak in and they're going to say, hey, you know, we're going to have these 12 tournaments right there, right in these cities that you have, if you've turned your back on.
Yeah. Yeah. And money listens, Steve. Money talks.
Yeah. Okay, so before we leave today, what do you think about Phil Mickelson? You think he's got a chance? We're coming to you Saturday strong. We're taping on Friday, early morning. Phil's sleeping. He's dreaming about a good round. What do you think? Do you think Phil gets it done this week?
Man, there's a lot of pressure for him to get it done because he doesn't have a U.S. Open invitation right now. I'm going to say yes.
You know what? I'd love to see it. That would be the best thing to happen for golf right now, that Phil Mickelson wins this tournament, and then we roll the ball back.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. All right, everyone. Thanks for listening to this Saturday Strong episode 66, 29 days away from getting married, the great Minnesota Tim Peroshka, getting married in 29 days. Excited to hear Steve's premarital counseling for me. Looking forward to that. Everyone, take care. Stay safe. Have a great week.
Whoa. You laid a bombshell on us a couple weeks ago, and you said that you got invited to be the youth minister.
Yeah.
At your church.
Yes.
What are we doing here? What, I mean, dude, who do we call? Who do we have to call?
We're looking into the details. We're in the negotiation phase.
So, I mean, are you still in the ball game here?
Yeah, I accepted the offer, but we're in the negotiation phase.
Okay, all right.
Joel Olstein's trying to pry me away from
You elders, elders, if you there are elders in that church, dig deep. That's all I'm saying. Dig deep.
Dig deep.
Minnesota, yeah. Tim. Go to that one club. You're going to have to go to that one club, Tim, that Tim broke into to hit balls, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to go full disclosure, Tim. You got to repent of the bad behavior. Okay.
I did already. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, did you repent of the jeans? You know you're not supposed to wear jeans at a country club?
I repented of the jeans.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Everyone, take care, stay safe, hit bombs, make putts, and leave the flag stick in. See ya.
Okay. That was good. We had 38 minutes, and that included the dump.
The Hank Haney Podcast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.